It's time now for Ted Hayes Remembers. In my almost 50 years of broadcasting, one of the most enjoyable and entertaining people I ever had the chance to work with and interview was Tom Fouts. For years, Tom Fouts, better known as Captain Stubby, entertained on WKBI Radio. He and Charles Homer Bill presented a program called Is Anybody Home? Captain Stubby left us in 2004, but not before establishing a lot of fond memories for this old broadcaster. Hey, look who's back in Stark County. That's Tom Fouts, better known as Captain Stubby. Hi, Captain.
Ed, how are you?
Well, just fine.
My golly, we're looking good. Both of us still hanging in there. And, you know, you turn the speedometer back a little bit, but... Flight of stairs will tell the truth.
Tom, you have not changed in the last, I'm going to say a few years.
Well, thank you, Ted. I tell you, I just, I keep going. You know what? I've never been busier in my life. I'm just out darn near every night, which is wonderful. And I have no intentions of slowing down.
Did you bring your beautiful bride up here to Stark County tonight?
No, I didn't. She stayed back there. I run her around over the country pretty good. We got to hop way over in the northeast corner of Illinois, northwest corner of Illinois tomorrow early. So she said, I'm going to stay and get a little rest. And she travels with me all the time.
Captain Stubby, are you surprised at the number of farmers now? I heard just this week that there's only 400 farmers here in Stark County. I mean, two generations ago, there would have been 75% of them.
Absolutely. I know this. Hey, this is kind of scary to me. And they're all getting bigger, big tools, so forth. And my brother, Bill, he's 10 years younger than I am. He hung it up this year. He's quitting. And a young man's taken over, but... By golly, they're just getting bigger. They got more acreage, and so that's the reason. Well, I don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah. Is this still a pretty good life?
Wonderful life. I wouldn't trade it for anything. We just we've found what we like to do. We take a little time and go to Florida in the winter for about 5 weeks. But 5 weeks is enough for me. I'm ready to come back and start entertaining.
Did you try to call me this year to come down and join you?
I thought about it, by gosh, but you were gone. I think your wife said he was out of it.
Well, she says that every day. Well, what's Captain Stubby say on today?
Well, what am I saying? Oh, my gosh. Well, you got to be kind to people. I picked up a thing the other day which I thought was awful good. If you blow out another man's candle, it don't make yours shine any brighter. I like that. And I thought quite a bit about that, and it's so doggone true. But I don't know. I'm doing just 99% comedy these days, and I've come across a wealth of old stories. And I always stop when somebody says, hey, I got a story for you, because you never know where you're going to pick stories up anywhere. Some of them have to be laundered a little bit, but I can do that, and being a writer and so forth. Oh, I get up to Chicago every now and then and see some of my old friends. I saw Don McNeil. They had a big blowout for Don, and I went up there and saw Eddie Ballantyne, the old band leader. And gosh, there's not too many of us left up there, though. And
what about Lulabelle and Scotty?
Well, Lulabelle is down in Florida. Now, Scotty passed away a few years ago, but Lulabelle's down in Florida. She's down there in the winter, and then she spends her summers right back up their old stomping grounds there in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. Lulabelle, that gal looks great. She really does. In fact, Ted, I tried to get her to come back with me. I said, come back in the summer, and you and I'll do some fairs, just the two of us.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, she said, I've made a dang fool of myself long enough. Said, I'm not going to do it. So yeah. I failed at that. I wish she would, because she's got a lot to give. But, she's done an awful lot of entertaining in her time, and I guess maybe if she wants to rest, why, that's all right, too.
You know, I remember the first joke you ever told me on the air 30 years ago back in Jasper County. We were at the county fair, and you said, you know, Ted,
these manure spreaders here are really out of sight. They've got the biggest white walls of any manure spreaders I've seen.
That's because you got wealthy farmers.
Wealthy farmers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's when you can tell a farmer's doing good. He got white walls on his manure spreader. Oh, golly, the old manure spreaders. They don't, not using too many of them anymore.
We don't see them spreading sunshine anymore, do we?
I remember, boy, going out through the field and them cobs hitting you on the back of the neck with a manure spreader. Now, a lot of farmers out there will relate to that, I know. But I'm still with the cattle. I got beef cattle down there, and my gosh, I enjoy that. We raise calves. I'll start calving about first part of April. And you know, that's the most wonderful time, seeing these little dudes being born and their rubbery legs for about an hour or two, and then they're jumping around, and that's my therapy.
Yeah. Well, that's our program for today. Ted Hayes remembers. I hope that you'll join us again next week. Have yourself a great weekend.